What is money mindset? Like, that's such a buzzword. That's such a woo-woo word. I don't even know if I like the word mindset, but what is money mindset and what are some other ways to describe that same thing? And is it different for child-free women and men? That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
I'm pretty sure you have heard money mindset, the term money mindset, the buzzword, the woo-woo word, money mindset. I'm not sure I really like the word mindset, to be honest with you. I am currently and have been in a money boot camp, and I will link that information in the show notes. And I will also give you two books that I have read that are about money and the approach to money, and any other references that I have used in the past to understand this, that will all be in the show notes. But I just want to talk to you about and just kind of share how I feel about it. And money mindset in today's world is just kind of how you think about money. And I just don't know if I like the word mindset. I would prefer to say that money mindset equals your money story, your money blocks, your money trauma. And the reason I say that is because everybody has a story. Whether your story is has a foundation of love and acceptance and open communication, or is your story about blocks and trauma? Or is it something else? So instead of calling it money mindset, I kind of like to call it your money story, because everybody has a story. Everybody's narrative is completely different. Even within the same family, your money narrative, your money story is completely different. So that's another name. We could also call it your money narrative. But that also means that you can change that. You can change your narrative. You can change your story. You can't change your trauma, but you can change what's around it. Another reason I want to bring this up is that if you are an entrepreneur like I am, there are a lot of people out there working and claiming to help you work on your money mindset. Those are the same people that are charging ridiculous amounts of money to work on your money mindset. So I kind of find that a little ironic that there are huge claims to help with your money mindset, but yet it's $10,000 to join their program. That just doesn't work for me. So I feel like there's a lot of things that you can do on your own. And I will share two of my recent podcast finds that I enjoy listening to about this topic, and anything else I find will be in the show notes, or anything else that I have read and enjoy will be in the show notes. But recognize this. My challenge to you is to recognize your money trauma. So whatever you want to call it, money mindset, money story, money narrative, recognize that there may be, in fact, a money trauma in that or connected to that. And so you need to accept that and work on that. Whatever you want to call it, I am 1,000% plus in agreement that those things have to be worked on before you can have true money ease, perhaps we should call it. So I don't know if money trauma is truly healed. I think you learn coping skills, just like you would in anything in life. You learn coping skills to help you deal and help you accept that money trauma to make you more successful in your living to date, in your real life. So whatever you want to call it, I challenge you to understand the work around it, and that the work is so, it has so many different, like think of it as a tree, ironically, a money tree. So think of your money story, your money mindset, your money narrative as a tree. And of course, you want that tree to grow and be green, but there's so many different branches of that tree that have to be attended to in order for that tree to be green and vivacious and live and living well. And I must say to you that I'm not there. At the time of this recording, I am 50 years old and I am not there. So it's a daily challenge for me, a weekly challenge, a monthly challenge, a yearly challenge for me. But I am in this money boot camp, and my goal is to, by the end of 2021, which is the time of this recording, that I have nourished my money tree, my money story, my money narrative enough to be at ease and to live in the here and now when it comes to money. And that's my challenge to you too. And just like anything else I talk about, I want to give you permission to give yourself grace. We are not in life to be like boxing at everything, you know, like think, visualize a boxer. Like we don't give right and left hooks all the time, day after day after day. We would be worn out if we did. So give yourself grace, take the time it takes. But my challenge to you is to understand your money story, narrative, money blocks, money mindset, whatever you want to call it. Think of your that particular story or that particular narrative as a tree, and work on what you need to nourish that tree and get all the nourishment to all the different branches to be able to have a green tree. And, you know, it is a funny analogy, right? Like a tree and the money tree, the old adage of I wish I had a money tree. But it's there. I think we all need to work on it. I think we all probably have a little bit of a block or a trauma somewhere in our life when it comes to money that we are overcoming or have overcome. And so, as always, I would love to have you continue this conversation with me over on Instagram at NotAMama. And also related episodes to money and being child free. Those two related episodes are episode number 20 and 24. And I will have links to those episodes in the show notes for you to hop on over to listen to those.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes, where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.